2280p Eau Claire and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup.
Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and the Civic Media app present Chippewa Valley High School Basketball. Let's go courtside for a preview of tonight's game. Here's Scott Montesano.
This is where the party is at tonight in the Chippewa Valley, and live from Regis High School, it's Eau Claire area basketball. This evening, a Clover Bell Conference matchup with the Regis Ramblers home to take on the Stanley Boyd Orioles. I'm Scott Montesano, joined by Derek Montesano. So excited to have you along this evening. The WIAA tournament brackets are out for girls basketball, but for the boys, they still have a week to go. So for Regis, they have two games left, including tonight, to improve their seed. Sitting at 8-12 overall, it's likely Regis will be on the road in the postseason, but wins in their final two games could definitely move them more into the middle of the bracket. Derek, some of your thoughts on tonight's game.
Well, if Regis is going to be able to compete, they're going to have to find a way to stop senior Henry Howell. He has been on fire this season. And if Regis is going to be able to keep him off the scoreboard, that'll be huge.
The Regis Ramblers come into this game. They did win their last game against Kadop, but they have lost 7 of their last 10 games. Blake Rissler and Owen Weisenberger, they are the offense for the Ramblers so far this year. Now, Regis did lose at Stanley Boyd back in January. That was a game in which Stanley Boyd dominated on the glass. Rebounding will be very key tonight, won't it, Derek?
Yeah, that's a huge thing that sometimes gets overlooked. Those extra offensive rebounds that create 2, 3, 4 chances at the hoop are what wins teams games.
So again, Regis has been struggling, looking to defeat this Stanley Boyd team. Meanwhile, Stanley Boyd comes in, having won 3 straight games. Henry Hole, the UWEC recruit, one of the best in the conference, averaging a double-double. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it's the NBA or it's a group of fourth graders playing biddy basketball on Sunday evenings. To average a double-double is very, very impressive. Averages 21 points, 15 rebounds a night. He's like flour in a bakery. He's involved in everything, and as Derek said, controlling him will be key for Regis this evening. Well, Derek, this should be a fun one tonight, shouldn't it?
Oh, you bet this will be a fun one. Late season action.
Yep, one of the last two games for both of these teams before the playoff seedings are set on Sunday morning. We'll step aside, we'll take a break. Hey, they're running ahead of schedule here. Nothing wrong with getting something done early. We'll probably have tip-off well before 7:15 tonight. We'll step aside, take a break. We'll continue to get you ready for this one. Regis at home to take on Stanley Boyd. High school basketball action from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Are you retiring from farming or looking for a cropland caretaker? If so, call or text Mark Peck at 715-894-7772. He would like to rent and take care of your cropland. He has many years of farming experience in the Chippewa Valley. Long-term collaborative care of soil based on soil sampling is his top priority. Call or text Mark Peck at 715-894-7772. That's 715-894-7772.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
One of the better rivalries across a number of sports in boys action, at least. Regis and Stanley Boyd tonight in boys basketball here at Regis High School. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well. We'll have tip-off for this game in about 5 or so minutes. They're running ahead of schedule. Nothing ever wrong with getting something done early, right, Derek?
Oh, you bet there's nothing wrong with getting started ahead of time.
As I said before, this is one of the better true rivalries that there is. I know it doesn't get talked about a lot, but in reality, there is, I don't want to say a dislike, but there is a rivalry between the two schools, and a lot of it does start with football, where Stanley Boyd always has a strong football program. We know Regis has had a strong football program, and you do have a number of athletes at these small schools that play multiple sports. They play football and something else. So a lot of guys play football, and then there's something else is basketball. There's a number of familiar names to football fans on both of these rosters. That's something to keep in mind. Regis looking to split the season series after Stanley Boyd took the matchup in January. As we mentioned in the first segment, that game dominated on the glass by Stanley Boyd. Stanley Boyd does have a size advantage on Regis. We'll see if that plays a factor in tonight's game. Regis at 8-12 overall. Most likely they'll be on the road the first couple of games of the playoffs, no matter what. But if they can win these last two games, work themselves into the middle of that bracket, that helps you out an awful, awful lot. You don't want to be at the bottom. You want to be at least somewhere in the middle. Couple of wins tonight and on Friday against Osseo Fairchild would go a long way towards helping that. As for Stanley Boyd, having won three in a row, they're at 10-10. They have a chance to maybe earn themselves a home game in the playoffs if they can take care of business these last couple of games before the seedings are announced this weekend. Well, one more timeout from us. We'll come back and we'll have the opening tip-off. High school basketball from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley. Talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com. And look for them on Spotify.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Are you retiring from farming or looking for a cropland caretaker? If so, call or text Mark Peck at 715-894-7772. He would like to rent and take care of your cropland. He has many years of farming experience in the Chippewa Valley. Long-term collaborative care of soil based on soil sampling is his top priority. Call or text Mark Peck at 715-894-7772. That's 715-894-7772.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com. And look for them on Spotify.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and the Civic Media app present Chippewa Valley High School Basketball. It's time for tonight's starting lineups and tip-off. Back to the court and Scott Montesano.
Well, fool me, I guess. We're not going to be starting early today. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well. Regis and Stanley Boyd in boys high school basketball action tonight, and we will see this game get going in just a little bit. But Derek, they threw us for another curveball today. They did not tell us they are hosting a parents night celebration, so they're introducing players and their parents out onto the court. So we will not get started. In fact, we will not get started early. We won't even get started on time today.
Well, another unexpected curveball, just like how this started.
Yeah, that's right. We had that game earlier on this year in Altoona that started 30 minutes past its start. I do not believe that's going to be the case here as introducing players and their parents. It's not a senior night, but it's another one of these parent nights that more and more schools have been hosting over the last few years. It's basically senior night Jace. And actually, they finished up the ceremony. They'll eventually have national anthem and starting lineups momentarily after that. But Derek, before we go any further, you'll be calling the play-by-play of today's game. How excited are you for that?
Oh, I am insanely excited for this one.
So with that in mind, as we said before, what do you think are some keys to tonight's game? What are you looking for tonight?
Well, I'm looking for if a team's gonna dominate from beyond the arc. If a team can dominate from beyond the arc in high school basketball, that is a huge thing. And we'll see if it's Regis or Stanley Boyd that can dominate beyond the arc.
For Stanley Boyd, Hayden Gustafson is their best three-point shooter. He's made 55 three-pointers this year. It's an average of almost three per game. As for Regis, Blake Rissler and Owen Weisenberger are their best three-point threats. Other things you're looking for tonight, what about the atmosphere?
I'm hoping to hear some atmosphere coming from, well, from the fans here in attendance. I want to hear some noise. I didn't I'm just hoping this place does not turn into a library and is silent.
We'll see how this ends up developing here today. We will now pause as from Regis High School in Eau Claire, they're going to finish up their pregame prayer they usually do here, and then we'll have our national anthem.
Please help all of us appreciate the standards of competition, sportsmanship, and fair play that represent true Christian spirit and values. Finally, we ask your help that all who are here enjoy this game and have a safe trip home. We pray in the name of Jesus our Lord, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And now to honor America and those defending our freedom, here is our national anthem performed by members of the Regis Choir.
Love your rendition of our national anthem, and moments away from tip-off tonight. Let's get to tonight's starting lineups. First for Stanley Boyd. By the way, the conference race in the Clover Bell Conference is completely over with. Bloomer ran away with the Clover Belt this year. Dakota Nichols, the head coach of the Stanley Boyd Orioles, 10-10 overall, a solid 8-4 in the conference. They will have the senior Hayden Gustafson averaging 18 points per game, the senior Landon Carlin, senior J.J. Heller, the big guy, the senior Henry Hole, who's averaging that double-double, and the senior Riley Welton, an entirely senior-laden lineup for Stanley Boyd. Now for Connor Miller and the Regis Ramblers, 8-12 overall, 6-6 in the conference. They'll have the senior Alex Chula, the sophomore George Walterstorff, junior Owen Weisenberger, a sophomore Blake Rissler, and the junior Andrew Birchback. So again for Stanley Boyd, Gustafson, Carlin, Heller, Hole, and Welton. For Regis, it'll be Chula, Walterstorff, Weisenberger, Rissler, and Birchback, a senior-laden, older Stanley Boyd team. This Regis team with an awful lot of youth. Youth, though, isn't necessarily a bad thing. Sometimes you don't know what you don't know. Crowd is all set for this one opposite of us. A few dozen of the Regis students are here. This is a smaller gymnasium than, say, Memorial and North, but it fills in very, very well here on the kind of the East Hill side of Eau Claire. It's a lovely atmosphere always at Regis, and we'll see how this one plays out. Well, with the play-by-play of tonight's game, here's Derek.
Well, I thank you, and good evening, everybody. I'm Derek Montesano on your call for this one. Stanley Boyd setting up at center court, and we'll get set for action here.
Yeah, Stanley Boyd got the black uniforms on today, trimmed in orange and white. Regis and the tighty whiteys with that green extension to those unis.
Well, Regis is ready. Stanley Boyd is ready. I'm ready. Let's play some basketball. And here we go with the tip-off. Stanley Boyd comes away with it. It's Gustafson. He'll play it to Howell, who takes a three right away. Bottom! Henry Howell with the early three, and Stanley Boyd jumps out early. It's 3-0.
Now Howell got that open look from the left wing and hit it.
Oh, but quickly, the other way is Tula. He'll kick it outside. Right, listen. He'll play it out. Warstraw. They'll cycle around Weisenberg. Inside Warstraw. Now kicks it outside to the corner, but the three is off the mark from Burstback. And the rebound to Stanley Boyd. 3-0 game early on here as Stanley Boyd sets up. Oh, feed inside to Riley Wilson, and he'll lay it up and in.
Now, Walton's got a big size advantage, both in height and in some girth there, and he was open at the block, went up and scored off the window, and Stanley Boyd's got that early 5-0 lead.
Regis trying to find something here to stop the spark from Stanley Boyd. They'll cycle it around the top. Now drive in from Risler, and he'll lay it up and in.
Good job by Risler driving in from the left side. He got that ball to take a tour around the hoop there before it got pulled on in. The friendly roll off the rim, but Regis on the board.
Wilson, he'll kick it out to be on the arc to Heller. Now he'll find it inside. Ball continue to be played around. Now a three ball from Gustafson, no good. Rebound to Regis.
And Gustafson was open at the right wing. Shot was halfway down, just didn't finish all the way through.
Oh, but back the other way, a quick three from Risler, and that one no good. Stanley Boyd the basketball. He's still early, so anything can happen. Carlin, he'll play it inside to Wilson, who drives into the lane and puts it in the hoop.
As Stanley Boyd out to the 7-2 lead a couple of minutes into this game.
An early start for Stanley Boyd. Regis will set up. Now they'll play it around to Weisenberger. Now Risler. Walter Struff, top of the key. Now near side wing is Risler. He'll drive into the lane, kicks it up off the backboard, no. Rebound bounces around, it hit off the Stanley Boyd defender. And that was Henry Howell that ball kicked off of. And the ball will remain with Regis.
Now Howell wanted to foul when he came down for the rebound. He got his feet tangled up, fell down, the ball whipped away from him and went out of bounds. But then Stanley Boyd steals the inbounds, running the other way, and the steal, the scoot, and the score is Gustafson. Well, Stanley Boyd, Derek, has a 7-point lead 3 minutes in at 9-2.
Yep. Well, wanted the foul, but he'll gladly take that steal. Regis the basketball. They trail by 7. Weisenberg drives in. He'll feed it to Beshback. Now a drive from Risler, cut off. Wolfenstraff tries to drive, he'll kick it to the corner. A three ball from Weisenberger is good.
Averages more than 17 points a game does Weisenberger, and he's got his first of the night.
Yeah, that's a big shot to make there. Now the pressure is on Stanley Boyd to answer back. Stanley Boyd, the basketball, is Gustafson near side key. He'll play it inside to Wilson. Wilson outside to Heller. He tries to drive in. Ball bounces around and eventually finds his teammate, Wilson, who can't get it. Ball still loose. And finally, Regis comes away with it back the other way. And it's Risler. He does not get the ball in, but he is fouled going up. And after that chaotic scene, it's going to be Regis with 2 shots.
Yeah, Risler will go to the line to shoot a pair. 13:59 left here in the first half. 9-5 in favor of Stanley Boyd. Foul, by the way, he is going to go on J.J. Heller, his first in the first for the game for either side.
And the first shot from Bristler splashes on in, and the lead is cut to 3.
Hey, folks, don't forget to check out our full sports schedule by visiting the echometownradio.com website. Links to not only upcoming games, but also highlights of prior games as well.
And the second shot from Risler is good. He makes them both. And it's now still a one-possession game. It's 9-7.
13:50 left in the first half.
Stanley Boyd the basketball. Carlin. He'll give it to Gustafson, far side. Lofted into Howell, who quickly feeds it outside to Eisenberger, who has checked into the game. Eisenberger inside to Wilson. Wilson tries to go up, gets the ball knocked out of his hand and out of bounds.
Nice play by Weisenberger to slap at that ball, rake it out of Wilson's hands. That came moments after a steal attempt by Blake Whistler. He tried to jump in front of that pass and came up empty.
Eisenberger. He'll find Howell, top of the key, no good. Offensive rebound to Welton, who lays it up and in.
Now Welton's got 6 points early on. Nice little Euro step, by the way, by the big man who got that rebound, caught it with his chest, made one little move, and got the layup.
Oh, but back the other way, a layup by Blake Risler, who puts it in, and is now still a two-point game with 13 minutes to go.
Ristler's up to 6 points for Regis.
He's off to a great start in this one. Eisenberger to Wilson inside. He'll feed it outside to Gustafson, far side key, air ball, but offensive rebound gets knocked around and eventually is bounced out of play. It'll remain with Stanley Boyd here. They say it went off a Regis defender. Gustafson will inbound to Wilson, who finds a... He finds Carlin running inside, and he'll lay that up simply in, and it's 13-9. Oh, but a quick three trying to answer back with Blake Risler, and he's unsuccessful. Rebound, Stanley Boyd, a quick drive the other way is no good. Ball bounces off a defender's hand. Remains with Stanley Boyd here.
Yeah, Landon Carlin had that run out for Stanley Boyd. He was too strong off the window, though. But then the ball knocked around back across the baseline, and it'll stay with Stanley Boyd as they set up on offense, up by four midway through the first half.
Well, now Eisenberger near side key. Gustafson on the far side. He'll try to drive. Goes up with the right hand. No good. Offensive rebound is put in by Howell. And that's the offensive rebounds we're talking about during the pregame. Oh, but back the other way. Regis answers right back. I was distracted calculating the stats, but it was by Owen Weisenberger. Oh, but Wilson underneath is unsuccessful. Ball knocked away, and they're going to call.
They're going to get a foul on Regis in the backcourt. They're going to say somebody had whacked at Wilson when they were going for that rebound. So that'll be the first. They're gonna get Wilson? Yeah, they're gonna get him instead. They're gonna get the foul on Wilson. It'll be his first, team second. And Wilson's gonna take a seat on the bench for a moment for Stanley Boyd. And we'll see if Regis takes advantage with Wilson on the bench for a moment just to get a breather here. Because now that big size advantage Stanley Boyd had is sort of neutralized just a moment.
Here's Weisenberger driving into the lane. He'll lay it up and in. Oh, and Weisenberger drives straight through and says, I'm not being stopped. Back the other way, a foul coming here on what looks to be on Regis. It'll be on number 21, Blake Risler.
Non-shooting foul, just the first on Regis with 11-11 to go in the first half. 15-13, Stanley Boyd leads.
Oh, but on the inbound pass is tipped away by Risler. Tries to save it, but stepped out of bounds on the opposite side of the court.
Yeah, he ran all the way down into the front court to try to chase that ball. It was like a dog that had gotten off its leash and was running through the meadow, and he ran and tried to dive to save it along the baseline. Could not do so, and the ball back to Stanley Boyd.
11 minutes to go here, still in the first half. Gustafson, looking for options, finds his man down low, Logan Greb, but is unsuccessful on the layup, and the rebound to Regis. A layup attempt from Logan Gray comes up unsuccessful as it hits the back rim. Oh, but a three attempt from Regis hits the front rim and bounces out. Stanley board the basketball. They'll look to set up. It's Gray. Now they'll find Eisenberger. Well, who takes a shot from just inside the arc. And off the front rim, no. And once again, Regis with the rebound. They've been great on the defensive glass here to start since those early offensive rebounds. Three ball from Owen Weisenberger. Bottoms. Owen Weisenberger gives the Regis Ramblers a lead.
Yeah, Regis up 16-15 with 9:50 left in the first half.
Well, now Gustafson near side. He'll take it out just about left of the right of the R logo at center court. Now he'll throw it across to Gray. He'll get it back and then give it right back to Gray. To Eisenberger, who will feed it up to Gustafson.
Regis, by the way, working on a 2-3 zone defensively. Occasionally, it looks like they're expanding that zone out beyond the arc.
Gustafson's pass is tipped around and intercepted. And on the run the other way, Blake Chrysler tries a layup and does not fall. And back the other way, it's Henry Owell, who tries a mid-range jumper and off the back heel and kicks out. Regis now with the basketball. Weisenberger drives in. He'll feed it to Bershback for three. Bottom. Andrew Bershback finds the 3-point, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Timeout called by Stanley Boyd. We'll take one with them. 19-15 the score here on ECHometownRadio.com.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
8:42 left to go here in the first half. 19-15, Regis leads. Stanley Boyd the basketball. Landon Carlin to feed near side. He'll get it back top of the key. Drives into the lane, will kick it back to Heller. Heller to Gustafson top of the arc. Now down low. Ball knocked around. Howell had it down low in the paint, but got it knocked away. And Regis the basketball. Oh, a drive through the lane by Owen Weisenberger. He's having a great night.
Yeah, I've got Weisenberger already with 12 and a big part of this now 6-point Regis lead at 21-15.
He's been a big contributor. Back on the court now is Riley Wilson. He got the ball there, feeded it back to Gustafson, who missed the open three-pointer. Rebound tipped around and bounced out off a Stanley Boyd player.
Regis is on a 19-6 run to take this 21-15 lead with 7:45 and bleeding in the first half. They did a lot of this run with Welson on the bench just getting a breather, but Welson back out there since the timeout.
Ristler for three off the side rim, no, and the rebound kicks to the near side, picked up by Howell for Stanley Boyd. He'll play it into Welson, far side. Dribble now to Welson in the paint, who picks up a layup, no good, and the rebound back to Regis. Regis slowly cycling the ball around. It's Weisenberger. Weisenberger to Torres. Torres back to Weisenberger, far side near the R logo. Now a drive from Ristler, gets the ball knocked out of his hands, and it bounces out on the baseline.
Ball will stay with Regis, but again, Weisenberger averaging more than 17 points a game, already has 12 points. We're not even into the final 5 minutes of the first half. Though, you know, sometimes these guys have big starts, but they kind of cool off. They're going to need some help for Regis as well, as now Regis turns the ball over, throwing the ball out of bounds opposite of us near a group of about 10 Stanley Boyd students who made the about 40-minute drive to Regis from Stanley Boyd. And it's Stanley Boyd ball down by six.
They'll bring it up the court is Eisenberg. He'll pass it to the near side to Gustafson. Gustafson near the R logo flings it back to Eisenberg and near the far side. Well, near the Regis supporters, far side. But, oh well, with the mid-range jumper, no good. And the rebound, Regis continues to win those off the glass. Now back the other way, a three ball coming, no good from Ristler. And back the other way we go with Stanley Boyd. They'll quickly play it inside to Heller, who is streaking inside and is able to put it in off the glass.
Great pass by Henry Howell, who saw him at the top of the key and bulleted that pass to Heller, who was darting up the baseline.
Now this Ristler trying to take on three defenders, but gets the ball swatted away. Tried to drive in, but met his match when three defenders took him on. Well, top of the key, drives in. Heller tries to drive in, starting from the near side, and finds his way all the way through to get the ball in the hoop. And just like that, the lead has now been cut from 21-19, Regis leads. Timeout on the floor, we'll take one with them. Once again, 21-19, a lead for Regis.
Are you retiring from farming or looking for a cropland caretaker? If so, call or text Mark Peck at 715-894-7772. He would like to rent and take care of your cropland. He has many years of farming experience in the Chippewa Valley. Long-term collaborative care of soil based on soil sampling is his top priority. Call or text Mark Peck at 715-894-7772. That's 715-894-7772.
And welcome back, Derek Montesano with you from Regis High School in Eau Claire. Regis and Stanley Boyd, Clover Belt Conference action. Regis leads only by two, 21-19, 5:28 to go in the first half of action. Regis the basketball coming out of the timeout. They'll inbound the ball. Weisenberger carrying it up. He'll give it to Chula. Chula to Torres, who will cycle it around from near the far side. Chula, top of the key, he'll feed it to Weisenberger near side. Torres in the far side corner will give it to Chula, top of the key. Now some dribbling from Birchback. Regis taking their time, no shot clock necessary, so they could spend a minute on this. Oh, but the ball knocked away, loose ball on the deck, and eventually picked up by Regis once again, and they'll set back up. Quick three coming from Weisenberger, far side is no good, and the rebound, Stanley Boyd.
Well, they did all the planting there and waited for the seeds to grow, and they never did get a chance to harvest, but now Regis forces a turnover the other way, and Regis gets the ball right back.
Weisenberger will feed it to Torres on the near side. He'll cut to the middle. Weisenberger with it on the front side. He'll give it to Wolterstroff. Now right, first back. He feeds it inside to Wolterstroff. Gets it knocked out of his hand by Wilson. Oh, but the other way, a ball knocked out of while Stanley Boyd was trying to take advantage of the turnover, ball got knocked away. It'll remain their ball, but nearly gave it right back. Gustafson will carry it up for Stanley Boyd. They trail by two with 3:52 to go in the first half. Gustafson will drive into the paint, takes a mid-range shot, bounces off the back rim and falls.
Ah, the basket elf was kind to him right there, and Stanley Boyd's answered right back with a 6-0 spurt to tie the game at 21 all.
Taras near the Stanley Boyd students who made the trip. Ball gets knocked out of his hands, gets it right back in the paint, but his shot from there is no good, and Stanley Boyd grabs the rebound. Gustafson trying to shake off his defenders, drives in, gets to the just about where the paint starts, and puts it in. And just like that, Stanley Boyd has taken the lead back.
That shot that's a favorite amongst high schoolers, the floater, the running floater, as Regis misses a three the other way as Noah Taurus comes up empty, and Stanley Boyd now going on a run themselves, but Boyd coming the other way. Now you get a travel on Henry Howell, and Henry Howell called for a travel. That'll get the ball back to Regis. You've got 2:54 left in the first half. Stanley Boyd up by two. Henry Howell's got 5 points. Remember, he averages a double-double, 21 points per game, 15 rebounds. He's been fairly quiet so far. We'll see if that continues.
Regis the basketball, they trail by two now. Weisenberger with it on the far side corner. He'll give it to Burstback. Burstback gives it to Weisenberger, who drives into the lane off the back heel. No, offensive rebound. A lane runner from Ressler is no good. And the rebound to Stanley Boyd. The Orioles setting up here. Gustafson dribbled across the R logo and is now near side to us sitting here. Eisenberger now feeds to Charlie Howell, the brother of Henry Howell. Both Howell brothers on the court as we speak. Gustafson to Charlie Howell. Now back to Gustafson, who takes a three bottoms. A three from Gustafson, and just like that, the lead has grown to a 5-point lead, 26-21.
Gustafson's 56th three-pointer of the season.
Oh, but a mid-range runner from Taurus is no good for Regis. Stanley Boyd, they'll dribble it up. 90 seconds to go in the first half. Henry Owell drives into the lane. Puts up a floater, but it lips out. And Regis the basketball again.
It's been a game of runs. Regis hoping for one last spurt before the end of the first half.
Looking for Taurus to start it in the corner, but it's no good. And Stanley Boyd, the basketball, though, quickly tries that. Charlie Howell drives in the lane. Yes, and he is fouled. So give him the hoop and the harm.
Well, they got Charlie Howell. Spin move in the lane, scored his foul, but before he goes to the line to try to complete the three-point play, they've got a technical foul called on Stanley Boyd. And I believe they got a technical foul on Charlie Howell. So Howell will shoot. Howell will shoot the second free throw, and then Regis will get a technical free throw and then the ball.
And then the first free throw kicks off the back heel, no good.
I think what happened when he scored, I don't know, he must have said something. He was emphatic after he scored. He kind of gave a visceral scream, but you see that all the time. He must have said something on the floor that the officials heard that was a naughty, naughty. Well, looks like Owen Weisenberger will take the technical for Regis.
And that one will fall straight on in. And the lead's now down to 6, 28-22.
By the way, moments ago, Stanley Boyd had built the lead up to 7. That matched the lead they had earlier in the game before Regis had gone on a run. Remember, Stanley Boyd began the game leading 9-2 before Regis went on a big run. Stanley Boyd moments ago regained that 7-point lead, but Weisenberger hits both free throws, and it's a 5-point lead for Stanley Boyd with 58 seconds left until halftime.
Regis will get the ball here, carried up by Rissler. Weisenberger near side wing. Looking to shake off the defender, he'll give it to Rissler.
Regis would love nothing more than to get the last shot of this half. They're milking down the clock to about 30 seconds.
Oh, but a near giveaway, grabbed by Taras. Now played inside to Tula, who is able to lay it up and in.
When the ball was nearly stolen away by Stanley Boyd, everybody had pushed out beyond the arc, trying for a run out, but Regis got the ball back. That left Tula open underneath. Down to the final 15 seconds of the half, 3-point lead for Stanley Boyd.
And they will look to hold for the last shot here. Near side. Flung across the Eisenberger to Charlie. Now outside Gustafson for a three, count it. And as the buzzer will sound, it's Stanley Boyd that takes a 31-25 lead into the halftime break.
That's a huge shot by Gustafson. His shot pitter-pattered on the rim and then fell on in. That's a huge difference between a 6-point and a 3-point lead. Stanley Boyd will take a 6-point lead into the break. And think about this. Stanley Boyd had the early 7-point lead. You thought Regis had control of this game, though, for the longest time. But in the last couple of minutes of the first half, Stanley Boyd comes out with still a 6-point lead. Orioles in good shape right now.
Yeah, it came down to who was going to have the run going into halftime. And Stanley Boyd was the team to have it into the halftime. Well, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have some halftime stats as well as some others. When we come back.
Stay tuned for tonight's halftime update, a recap of the first half, and a look around other area action on 93.5 The Tap and the Civic Media app.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify, and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
It's time for tonight's halftime update. Let's go back to the court and Scott Montesano.
Halftime of tonight's game, Regis and Stanley Boyd. in boys basketball. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano rejoins us for the second half in just a moment. By this time next week, we'll know the pairings in the boys basketball tournament, but we already know the pairings in the girls basketball tournament as they were announced on Sunday. And a quick refresher with the playoffs in girls basketball starting up next weekend. First in Division One, Eau Claire Memorial got a number 4 seed. They will take on number 13 seed Oshkosh North to open up the postseason. Meanwhile, Eau Claire North, they got a 15 seed, and they will open up at home against number 18 DC Everest. That's coming up earlier next week. They've got to play sort of the play-in game in the regional round. Menominee, by the way, the BRC title holders in the regular season, they got the number 1 seed in their sectional at the Division 2 level. At the Division 3 level, looking ahead, we could have a very fun matchup coming up in the future. Elk Mound having a standout year, they're the number 1 seed. If they win a couple of games, highly likely, they could take on number 3 seed Altoona, which has had a fantastic last month of the season. Altoona and Elk Mound, boy, what a matchup that would be. If those two teams win their first two games, they would meet up in the sectional semifinals, and that would be a marquee matchup in the area. But of course, and this goes for everybody, you still got to win your games, even if you are the higher seeds. Regis, by the way, they are in Division 4. They got a number 3 seed, and they're going to open up against either Cumberland or Shell Lake next Friday. If Regis gets a couple of wins, they would likely face fellow Cloverbell Conference rival Fall Creek in the sectional semifinals. Fall Creek is the number 1 seed. Of course, these matchups and all other matchups can be found on the WIAA website, the full brackets having been announced on Sunday. And it is kind of fun, who doesn't like brackets, to look ahead at what could be in front of us. Playoffs get started with some games next Tuesday. The postseason gets going in earnest next Friday. And, of course, you'll have the regional round going through next weekend, the sectional semifinals, and the sectional finals, which lead to the state tournament itself, the state finals, that is, it be well, the end of February, beginning of March, Saturday, March 2nd, all of those sectional finals that determine who goes to Green Bay. Well, back to boys basketball after this timeout. We'll have the second half of Regis and Stanley Boyd next from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5.
Don't go anywhere. The second half of tonight's game is next on 93.5 The Tap and the Civic Media app.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com. And look for them on Spotify.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Well, the second half is a couple of minutes away from getting going. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano doing most of the work today as well. Stanley Boyd leads Regis 31-25 here at the break at Regis High School. Scoring in that first half, Stanley Boyd was led by 12 points by Hayden Gustafson, 6 for Riley Welton, and 4 for J.J. Heller. As for Regis, Owen Weisenberger had 14, Blake Rissler with 6. Derek, some of your thoughts from that first half.
Well, some of my thoughts were we saw those drives coming through, but we saw a lot of misses from those short-range shots. A lot of shots that you usually see fall were just not falling today.
Well, we'll see what ends up happening in this second half. Remember, Stanley Boyd built an early 7-point lead. Then Regis stormed back. At one point, Regis had a 6-point lead with about 4 minutes left to go until halftime. But Stanley Boyd controls the last 4 minutes of the first half, builds the lead again back up to 7. And thanks to the 3-pointer by Hayden Gustafson just before the end of the first half, got the lead to 6 again. And that's the lead they'll have as we head to the second half of this game. Nobody in any foul trouble as we enter the second half. In fact, neither team even got close to the bonus in that first half. Stanley Boyd looking for the season sweep of Regis. Regis, by the way, just looking for wins any which way they can get them. They've lost 7 of their last 10. You've got 2 games left, including tonight, to make that final impression before the pairings are announced for the playoffs over the weekend. Regis is going to probably be on the road in the playoffs, but a couple of wins, and they're well closer to the middle of the bracket than towards the bottom. With the play-by-play in the second half, here's Derek.
Well, here we go. Some second half action of basketball. Still setting up for a good one here at Regis High School. Regis the basketball to start us off. They trail by 6. Rissler, far side, he'll give it to Weisenberg. They'll cycle around. Down low, it's too low. Puts it in a little layup from down low, and the lead is cut to 4.
Mentioned before, one of the fun things about the rivalry between these two schools is that a lot of it starts with the football rivalry. Chula, of course, a big member of the Regis football team.
Welton plays it outside to Gustafson. He'll give it to Howell. Now Gustafson with an open 3, far side, bottoms. An open 3 ball by Gustafson builds the lead up to 7. Regis with the basketball, looking to create that offensive run. Weisenberg drives into the lane. Looks for an outlet, fast finds, burst back. Now a hand off to Rissler. Walter far side. He'll try to drive in, get the ball knocked out of his hand, but bounces right to his teammate Chula, who lays it up and in. Stanley Boyd looking to set up Gustafson. He'll give it to Carlin. Slowly walking it to the near side corner, but stops, drives into the paint, kicks it outside to Heller, who hands it back off to Carlin in the far side corner. Drives backing down his defender, feeds it to Welton, who's underneath, and lays it up and in.
Welton had that big impact in the opening minutes of the game. Quiet since, but a nice bucket there for him right there.
Walter Starr, now Weisenberger. To Walter Stoff in the paint. He'll feed it outside to Rissler. Rissler. Yep, gets the ball knocked out of his hands, but he gets it right back. Walter Stoff. Tries to feed it to burst back on the far side of the hoop, but knocks off of Howell's leg, and Regis will hang on to the ball here.
Regis not getting many looks beyond the arc, and one of the reasons Stanley Boyd's expanded this lead is we've seen Gustafson get hot from three-point range. We'll see if Regis has any counter. If they can find somebody that can get hot beyond the arc, Weisenberger and Risler are their best threats from three-point land.
Risler to Weisenberger on the far side. Now they'll cycle around to the near side wing with Burstback. Now back to the top of the key with Risler. He'll feed it to Weisenberger, who goes leaping for that ball. Weisenberger tries to drive in, feeds it outside to Galen. Ailing to Risler, who tries driving in, hits off